Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the northern tier of the Pittsburgh Catholic Diocese, the pastor of Holy Spirit Parish in Lawrence County, Father Joseph McCaffrey, better known by those who know him well as Father Mac. Father Mac, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Honestly, I've had better days, but talking to you helps. Now, when we had a conversation on Friday, a lot of people are trying to figure out this new world we live in when it comes to connecting spiritually. And if you're Catholic, one of the sacraments is confession, which posed some problems, but you had a way to solve it. And over the weekend, you do something that I've never heard of before anywhere, and that is have confessions in the church parking lot. How did that go?
Well, it went very, very well, actually, and it's not my original idea. Other priests have tried this in other dioceses, and I'm grateful to the bishop for allowing us to do the same thing. But we took one of our parking lots, and we took those orange cones, and we made several lanes. I have two wonderful young priests with me, Father Anthony Sharapa and Father Brendan Dawson. And the three of us made lanes, and then we have signs that direct people. They pull in, and we keep them. Our cars are facing the people as they come down. Now, I put a sunscreen deflector in my windshield so people can't see what I'm saying to another person. And we have a spot where they would stop and wait several car lengths away from the car that pulls up next to us. We have cones between the cars, side to side, so they don't pull too close. And the person puts their window down. Now, this provide them the opportunity to go anonymously. We don't look at the people. And I have a little sign in my back window for anyone who doesn't know already. And it says, if you want to go face-to-face, tell me, and I will look at you. Otherwise, I will not look at you. So in the one instance, I'm hearing confessions are working out very well. People, they're all going well. And I hear this familiar voice of a fellow who's a dear friend of mine. I hear this voice, and it says, he pulls up and says, I would like to order a Big Mac from Father Mac. Of course, the two of us start laughing, and I immediately said, you just supersized your penance, buddy. So we had a good laugh, but a wonderful opportunity to console people, to assure them of God's love and providence in their life, and that God comes to give us mercy, forgiveness, and hope. And I think it works out really, really well. We're going to do it again this evening. This would have been our penance service when we would gather everyone in church and have a little service with them together. Well, we can't do that. So we just announced that we'll be in the parking lot again this evening from 5 till 7 at the St. Camillus site and offer them that opportunity again. And in a couple occasions, some people, after their confession, just took a minute to just talk a little bit. And I think it offered them a wonderful opportunity.
Father Mac, that's tremendous. I'm glad you can go, privately. Although I prefer face-to-face. You know, if you're going to confess, do it face-to-face. Get it all out, you know. So, when you actually go to confession, it is quite a relieving experience. You know, I had some stress in my life a couple of years ago and hadn't gone to confession in about a year and a half, 2 years. And when I did, I felt completely relieved after speaking to the priest. And it's something that if you haven't done it in a while, you should really do it. I thought today about how, you know, how can we have a proper Easter with, you know, the churches forced closed by the government. And then I thought, well, this is an opportunity to focus on the best Lent ever. Focus on your faith while you're isolated, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think this time where people are maybe frightened and unsure of the future, it's a time more than ever for us to really turn to the Lord and to our faith, rekindle that relationship. And that's why confession can be such a wonderful opportunity to do that, a true help to people who take their faith seriously and their relation with Christ seriously. And that's what will get us through this. It truly will. I think many, many good things are going to come from this time where we have to reprioritize our lives.
And Father, I know you and many pastors have tried to figure out what the new normal is, since, again, you can't have your parishioners inside the church. So going to video streaming masses, you had your first foray with a YouTube channel that was created for Holy Spirit Parish. I know that there was some excitement and anticipation, and just as you were getting warmed up, it froze. You think that's a message?
Yeah. Well, I was teasing my two other priests with me, and I got through teasing the one, and then it cut off the air. So he, of course, says the good Lord is protecting him from me. But I think we have a lot of that solved now on YouTube, Holy Spirit Parish in Lawrence County, and we're getting a lot of the technology fixed. And I think it just provides people an opportunity. Every day at 9 o'clock, we do a live streaming mass, and the various priests take turns being the celebrant and homilist, and really encourage the people, and we get an opportunity to pray together. And if they can't catch it at that hour, they can always catch it later in the day. And it just tries to keep that community going.
Yeah, I know a lot of churches are offering Stations of the Cross as well online, and you know, it's cataloged, I guess you could say, so you can, if you missed Mass at a certain time or you can't tune in at a certain time, you can always go back and rewatch it, which is a tremendous. Technology has really helped us continue with our faith, even though we can't go into the church.
Right. It really has been a wonderful blessing, and it's good to use all these gifts God has given us in a positive way and not a negative way.
And Father, obviously no weddings. Funeral, what do you do for funeral masses? Do you still have funeral masses? And who can come, if anybody? How is that working?
Well, the last restriction was 10 people. You're only allowed 10 people. Now, that things keep changing, and as it gets smaller and smaller, it makes it harder and harder. But I know at this point, we were allowed to do a funeral mass with 10 people or less. But I know a lot of the funeral directors, particularly in my area, say it's hard enough for them to keep it down to 10 people that just come into the funeral home. So what we've been doing is going to the funeral homes and doing a funeral service without mass, just the prayer service, and also sometimes just going to the cemetery and doing the prayers there, keeping people at a safe distance and fewer people together. And then planning memorial masses after this is all over, when we can do a proper mass for the person who's passed.
Well, before you go, I know you have a prayer you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I think today would be a great day for us to turn to the serenity prayer that's brought so many people comfort over the years and a real perspective. You understand, prayer is not to change God. God is changeless. He always was, always will be, and he's always full of love and mercy. But prayer really is to change us, our attitude, our perspective. And many people know the beginning of the serenity prayer, but they often don't pray the whole prayer. And I think every word is important. And when you hear the second part of the prayer, you'll see why. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment in time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen.
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 Father Joseph McCaffrey, thanks. Father Mac at Holy Parish up in Lawrence County, we appreciate your time this morning, Father. Thank you.
God bless. My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.